Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
I'm Spencer Loomis in the Fox Sports Radio studios in Wausau. Welcome to High School Football Game Night on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. It's week 9 of the high school football season, and we have one final doubleheader tonight on Fox Sports Radio. First, D.C. Everest takes on Kimberly from Papermaker Stadium. Then Wausau East travels to Appleton North. And you can hear both of those games in the podcast area of our website at foxsportswausau.com and wsau.com. Here's some other high school football games going on in Wisconsin tonight. Wausau West hosts Appleton East, Marshfield at Oshkosh North. Wausau Newman hosts Rapids Assumption. Wisconsin Rapids travels to Fond du Lac. Merrill travels to Lakeland. Spash versus Oshkosh West. Mosinee plays Rhinelander. Marathon at Shawamigan. Edgar is at Nielsville, and Auburndale hosts Stratford. I'll be back with scores at halftime. Now let's go off to Kimberly, where Chris Conley is standing by for the call of our first game. D.C. Everest versus Kimberly on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Now, D.C. Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest football is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware in Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Langray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Law Firm, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, Valley Communities Credit Union, Hearing House, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau, and Coons Hearing Center, Schofield. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to the final week of the regular high school football season. For the D.C. Everest Evergreens, we already know that the playoffs lie ahead. But tonight, a tall challenge. We're in the Fox Valley at Kimberly, Wisconsin, Papermaker Stadium, as the D.C. Everest Evergreens take on the Kimberly Papermakers. Our game kicks off in about a half hour at 7 o'clock. We're in pregame coverage now. We're going to spend some time with D.C. Everest head football coach Luke Coonan. The Evergreens come in on sort of a high note. They've won their last four games. All of those wins are coming against teams that are below 500 and are going to miss the playoffs. When last seen, these Evergreens were 38-30 winners over Kaukauna. That's a one-win team, but a team that's much improved from a year ago and really played above what we had seen so far in the season. So, Coach, that was an exciting game, came right down to the final drive. Maybe a little bit closer than what you had in mind going in.
Well, yeah, the people get their money's worth when they watch us, that's for sure. You know, they want to stay till the end. So it was a good game. Hats off to Kaukauna. We made some mistakes, and they capitalized on it. And it's kind of good for our kids because we can see, you know, if a team makes mistakes, another team can be in the game. And we're kind of banking on that for tomorrow night.
You also had a lot of situations last week where you'd send pressure and you'd have your defensive backs in one-on-one situations.
Right.
They burned you a couple of times in those spots.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were a little better at receiver than we were planning on, and then we made some mistakes. And you know, we're going to see even better receivers this week. And so we've tried to adjust by personnel and some other technique things that we've changed up, and hopefully it'll be a little more successful.
It's nice at this point in the season when you see some individual players who are playing better week by week. Nick Sarakowski has gotten better week by week as he's been recovering. That was his best game of the season, even though the score was closer. Just individual, what he was able to do as he continues to recover with the ankle or whatever, he was closer to what you expected at the beginning of the season there in the eighth week of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. He's playing well, and he's feeling much healthier right now. I was encouraged because our kids didn't panic. When we're down 14-0, they knew they were still confident that they could be in this game. They just had to eliminate mistakes that they were making and not let the other team, you know, not let ourselves beat ourselves and let the other team beat us.
Mason Hagenbusher, who was banged up earlier in the season, last couple of weeks has made the most of his touches, and even when he doesn't have the ball, he's looking a lot better too.
Oh, yeah, he's had a really good last 2 weeks. And we put him in situations where he can be successful, and he's very successful in those situations. So it's nice to see him be successful.
Kyle Kurtenbach, he gave you that 40-yard field goal, which you're only going to get a couple of shots at those a year. And he had a couple of one-on-one situations in defensive back where he was up to the task, even though, again, it was kind of a sometimes on, sometimes off game for the secondary. He had individual plays that were big, too.
Oh, absolutely. He always goes against the best receiver, who we think they're going to throw the most to. And Kakona obviously threw to the other side a lot. And he did some nice things. He's got to just shore up his zone coverage a little bit, and we worked on that. But, we're very pleased with his performance.
Somebody told me that this is the first time since 2008 that the program's had four wins together. And it doesn't seem like that, because the last couple of years the pattern has been to be better in the middle and end of the season than it has been in the first. At least you come into the last week and the end, you're on a high note.
Absolutely. I mean, we had four wins in a row. We haven't done that for a long time. And I think it was 2008 that we've had four wins in a row. So, we have nothing to lose. And that's kind of how we're taking a look at it. And we've changed up a number of things, both offensively and defensively, because we know we don't match up, but we can't go toe-to-toe with this team. So we're going to have to do some different things, but we're not going to lay down and die either. We're going to go after them and do our best job.
We're in conversation with D.C. Everest head football coach Luke Coonan. We'll have a preview of tonight's Kimberly game after this timeout. Pre-game coverage, D.C. Everest versus Kimberly on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Hello, my name is Kelly Ladovac, President and CEO at Valley Communities Credit Union. We'd like you to discover why membership matters, whether it's through our fast local loan decisions, convenient online banking, or unmatched service. We are committed to building lifelong relationships one member at a time. We serve all of central Wisconsin with 6 full-service locations in Kronenwetter, Marshfield, Mosinee, Stevens Point, Wausau, and Wisconsin Rapid. To find a branch near you, visit valleycommunities.org. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
We are Buck Warp!
We're continuing now with pregame coverage from Kimberly, where DC Everest is getting ready to take on the Kimberly Papermakers. Here's something you may not know about these two athletic programs. Several years ago, before Kimberly and DC Everest were put into the same conference, these coaching staffs and these programs actually worked together on a couple of projects. DC Everest modeled their defensive scheme, the scheme that they're using for the last couple of seasons, against the defense that Kimberly had run for years. In fact, they met with the Kimberly coaching staff during the offseason one summer and talked about it. When the Evergreens were considering upgrades and improvements to their weight room, trying to improve their strength and conditioning program, one of the first weight room and training facilities that they looked at is what they have here at Kimberly. Kimberly has also returned the favor. Years ago, a group from their varsity club and from their parents' organization came to Steam Stadium and said, you know, we like the field turf that they have at Steam Stadium, and we like some of the brick and ironwork that they have around their ballpark. And in fact, Papermaker Stadium has the same field turf that DC Everest plays on for their home games, and the actual look and feel of the stadium here in the Fox Valley is modeled very closely on what the Evergreens have at their home facility. So these programs are tied a bit and now have become rivals now that they're put in the Valley Football Association and have to compete against each other in the Northern Division. Next year, Kimberly will come to DC Everest. That will be the Week 9 matchup at the end of the 2014 season. Last year and again this season, the Evergreens have been scheduled to travel here to Kimberly to play. So Coach Kunin, let's continue our conversation. Last year's game, Kimberly blew you out 53-0. It was a frustrating night of football. Kimberly started the game with an onside kick that they recovered. We'd only played a minute of elapsed time, and the Papermakers were already up, and it kind of went downhill from there, which made it really a tough night.
Obviously, we prepared for all sorts of things. Their kicker is one of the very best kickers in the conference, maybe in the state, because he does just about whatever he wants to do with that football. So we practiced it. It doesn't necessarily mean that we'll execute it, but we've definitely practiced kickoff a lot, a lot on the different aspects and looks that they'll give us.
This Kimberly program is fabulous. They have a tradition of success. They're a very good team this year. They expect to be playing for a state title. I looked this up, and I wonder if you know the answer. In the last five seasons, do you know how many games they've lost in the regular season? The last 5 years?
I have no idea.
They've lost three games, and two of them have been to Appleton North. So, I mean, it's one other team that's beaten them once over the last 5 years. And during that same time, Everest has lost 22 games over that five-year period. So, I mean, it's a program. There was a time that Everest was looked at as what Kimberly is today. Do you have a sense of what brings a program up to that level? What are the things that that they have that you'd love to have back in the program here where you could say, gee, we could be like that team is?
The community, I have some personal relatives that live in the
community support for that program is tremendous.
Just the makeup of that community is a lot different than some of the makeups of the communities around this area right now. So, and that's some things that you can't always control. So, that helps them out.
I get that sense, too, that on Friday night, if you live in Kimberly, you go to the football game. That's a part of what that community is about. And here, it seems like maybe there are a lot of different things that compete for people's attention on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. We're maybe more diverse community right now versus what Kimberly and the Darboy area is. So maybe their per capita salary is a little different than ours currently right now, and that helps. But definitely that gives us a chip on our shoulders to fight for.
All right. So let's talk a little about tonight's game. No one's ever won a football game that they thought going in that they were going to lose. So I mean, the first thing is thinking that you can come and if you fire your best shot that you have a chance to win. Is that the mindset of the team?
Well, absolutely. And playing Kekana and seeing what they did to us kind of woke us up that you can be in a game and, you know, you just can't beat yourself. You got to stay disciplined and execute the game plan. And, you know, a couple of years back, we weren't supposed to beat Appleton North either, and the ball hits the ground a few times, and it can change the whole setting of the game. So that's what we're looking at.
From what I see, the biggest change that has to happen in this four-game winning streak,
you've had wins where you've overcome your own mistakes and have said, well, gee, that shows character for a team. Those are good characteristics that you'd like to see in a ball club. The mistakes that were made over the last 4 weeks are likely to be touchdowns or points on the board in tonight's game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if we make mistake on defense, it's a touchdown. We make a mistake on offense, and it's second or it's a next down, hopefully, unless we turn it over, which we've done that a little bit lately, and definitely discussed and worked on that. You know, we need to let the other team beat us. We can't beat ourselves and make those errors that we can control.
With this Kimberly team, you get the sense that you need a break from them also, that you have to capitalize on. Maybe they're the kind of team that's only going to make one or two mistakes a game, but if the ball goes on the ground, you've got to be on top of it. That if you do get a turnover or a short field, you have to score. That the margin for error seems like it's going to be very small.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're the best football team we've seen on film, and we're just hoping to capitalize on the mistakes when they make them. So we're going to try and look for those mistakes and cause those mistakes.
Can it be an advantage tonight that the playoffs are already spoken for, that you know you've got another game after this, that today you let it all hang out and take your best shot?
Oh, absolutely. Our motto this week is be aggressively loose, disciplined, aggressively loose, which is very difficult to do, is sure. To stay difficult, or very disciplined, not play uptight, but be very aggressive and stay loose at the same time.
I've thought about this, too, that if I was a football player in my senior year, you know, I'm down to my last couple of games, I would like at least once in the season to get to line up against the very best and to measure myself as what I am as a player. That it would be great to say, you know, hey, I lined up against an offensive lineman who's got a college scholarship coming his way or is going to play for us, and I know that, hey, I held my own against him. Or if I'm an underclassman saying, wow, I lined up against a guy who's got a Big Ten scholarship, and I know that next year I've got to get from here to here if I want to be at that level of football player.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because on July 24th when we did our team goals, beat Kimberly was the second highest team goal that we had. So way back in July 24th, they were thinking about, you know, that is the echelon team right now. We want to play against them, but not only do we want to play against them, we want to beat them. And they made that team goal in July already, that's one thing that they would like to do.
Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, our kickoff is drawing closer at 7 o'clock tonight. D.C. Everest and the Kimberly Papermakers. This is senior night for Kimberly, and that's really being overshadowed by what Kimberly is playing for. They're looking to complete an undefeated season. A victory would put the Papermakers at 9-0. D.C. Everest comes into this game with a 5-3 record. We'll be back with more pregame activities. We may also have some weather factoring into this. There's a chance of rain and maybe some scattered snow showers. I think it's going to stay warm enough that any precipitation we have during this game would be in the form of rain, but we'll see what the playing and field conditions are like. Again, we play on that field turf, which handles the adverse weather pretty well. It's the exact same surface that the Evergreens are used to playing on when they're back at home in Schofield. Back with more pregame activities after this timeout. Our interview with Coach Luke Coonan for being our pregame guest. The coach gets lunch at the D.C. Everest cafeteria. It's the reason why 4 out of 5 faculty members bring their own lunch. Back next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends, so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more, or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back to Papermaker Stadium at Kimberly, where we are about 10 minutes away from kickoff between D.C. Everest and the Kimberly Papermakers. Hi again, I'm Chris Conley. Let me share with you a couple of observations that may factor into tonight's ballgame. First of all, the weather conditions. This will be by far the coldest weather game that either of these teams have played in. It's 40 degrees right now, and we're going to drop into the low and mid-30s as we move through the night. As for the field conditions, we play on that field turf, as we've already mentioned, that we have at Steam Stadium in Schofield. The field has taken some water, but it is in perfect condition. A little bit of rain doesn't impact this kind of playing surface. And right now, as we're getting ready to kick off, it rained earlier today. And as we were driving over to today's game from Schofield, we went through some rain showers. Some of them were pretty heavy. But from the time the Evergreens arrived and got off the bus, it has not rained at all. So the weather conditions here, aside from, yes, it's going to be cold. It's going to be probably cold enough that if you're a receiver or a running back, your hands are going to be a little numb as we move through the night. But otherwise, weather factor is not going to come into play here. We do have a little bit of a wind, but it's blowing from sideline to sideline. As best I can tell, there won't be much of an advantage playing one end zone versus another in tonight's game. I can also tell you that D.C. Everest has already won the opening toss. The Evergreens will elect to receive. Although, as we found out a year ago, that may not be much of a bargain. Last year, Kimberly started their game off with an onside kick. They scored after recovering that onside kick. And the Evergreens found themselves down quickly 14-0 before the first quarter was over. The Evergreens a year ago on this field trailed at halftime by a score of 27-0 and went on to lose that game 52-0. At the time, that loss dropped D.C. Everest to 0-3 for the season. They were able to rally and make the playoffs a year ago. It really is a different scenario this time around. The Evergreens, as you heard Coach Luke Coonan say, that's the challenge today, to be loose yet intense. The Evergreens can lose this game without any consequence as far as their playoff standings go. And the Evergreens really have, if you will, a free shot at one of the elite teams in the state. Most of the coaching polls put Kimberly either 2 or 3 in the state. In fact, the poll that I saw just before today's game, Kimberly ranked number 2 in the state. This is a team that expects to play for the state championship. And, of course, their order of business tonight is to try and complete a perfect season, which is what they're playing for. Couple of other observations about these teams. Kimberly has very high participation rates. A lot of kids come out for football at Kimberly. So even at the lower levels below the varsity, their JV and their freshman teams, and as you play up through middle school, are stocked with a lot of kids. So really, you have to be a senior before you get your opportunity to play. And Kimberly, if you're a junior and you're in this starting lineup, it means you're a really, really good football player. Got to look at the Papermakers starting quarterback, Scott Schribner, during his pregame warm-ups. Schribner is a big kid. He's 6'3 or 6'4, so he's going to stand tall in the pocket. Statistically, he is the leading passer in the conference. He's thrown 16 touchdown passes. So Kimberly is a force both on the ground and through the air. Running back J.P. Perrenboom had a couple of touchdowns when these teams played last year as a junior. He's a senior, and he carries most of the time for the Papermakers. Although while he is the featured back, he sometimes gets spelled by Sean Cohen or by Jake Johnston. And Kimberly has a sophomore running back, Blair Mulholland, who they've worked into the offense this year because they see him as a star back a year from now. In fact, he's going to probably be the featured back on this team next season. And they spent a good time giving him some work during this year's season. Watching quarterback Scott Schribner during warm-ups,
He's throwing passes 20 and 25 yards on a line and is hitting his receivers in pregame warm-ups right in the chest. Looks like he's a very accurate thrower and a good pocket passer. He's going to be a challenge for the D.C. Everest defensive secondary to maintain. Also got a look at Nick Sarakowski, the Everest starting quarterback. I'll tell you that Sarakowski, for what it's worth, did not look as good in pregame warm-ups. Some of his passes fluttered, and during some of those go routes, which you throw down the sidelines to your receivers, I got a lot of his passes just off the mark or over receivers' heads. Sometimes you can't read a lot into that, that when you're warming up, you're trying to get loose, and it is kind of a cold night. So maybe there'll be a difference in the level of play from what we've seen in those warm-ups to what we see once this game gets underway. The Evergreens do come in with the leading rusher in the conference. Wyatt Brown will likely go over 1,000 yards today for this ball game. He comes in at 940 yards, and he's gotten also the most carries of any of the running backs here. And I believe we are about a moment away from the national anthem. We will keep it here at Papermaker Stadium on senior night, the final home game for Kimberly, as they go for a 9-0 perfect season.
Our goal is to provide an atmosphere where your daughters can have fun and learn the valuable lessons sports can teach them.
Let's go down to the field where our national anthem is about to be played from Papermaker Stadium on a cold Friday night, week 9 of our high school football season. Then we'll get this ball game underway with Kimberly kicking off to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Once our ball game here is done, tape delay coverage of Walsall East. They're closing out their season. So far, only one win on the boards for the Lumberjacks. They'll be taking on Appleton North. Doing a cheerleader's balloon release to honor their seniors, which is happening right now. And football parents as well. Funny, when we start the season, it's the third week in August, and it's lemonade weather, and we kick off and play football in the 80s, and suddenly it is hot chocolate and chili day. Those are the top-selling items at the concession stand here at Papermaker Stadium. And it is the kind of night where it's going to be a struggle not only for the players, but for some of the fans to stay warm as well, particularly if you're just sitting in the bleachers and you have a little bit of elevation here at Papermaker Stadium. It is going to be cold football weather as we close out the regular season. As you probably hear down on the field, there's a big crowd here at Kimberly. Kimberly football program very well supported in the community. Friday night, this is the place to be. And again, this is a Kimberly team that is playing for a 9-0 season. All right, let's go down to the field where the Kimberly High School Marching Band presents our national anthem. Off between D.C. Everly, Everest and Kimberly in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The Hearing House. Pick your house. A Hearing House.
Good candidates for hearing aids say things like, I hear, but I don't understand what's being said. Or, it sounds like people are mumbling. or I've been told that I have nerve damage, we want you to know that we can help. Our modern location in Wausau is located in Emerald Court at the corner of Stewart Avenue and 36th Avenue. We also have offices in Marshfield, Colby, and Neillsville. The Hearing House has been voted as one of the nation's best hearing health care providers in the nation for 2012 by the Hearing Review. Remember, the Hearing House is home of the 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee, and every purchase includes our lifetime service agreement. So call us at 715-261-2971 to make your appointment today.
The Hearing House. Take your house a Hearing House.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Papermaker Stadium in Kimberly. We are just a few moments away from kickoff. In fact, Kimberly on this senior night, as they try and complete their perfect season, is introducing their seniors. And while they do that, we are going to take another one-minute break, and we will come back with our starting kickoff. Again, Kimberly's seniors being introduced. Kickoff is a minute away on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Black Hawks!
D.C. Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Tulusty and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreen fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And DeVorney Orthodontics. See more of the smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Kimberly has a legendary strength and conditioning program. It is the envy of all the other high schools in Wisconsin. And I'll tell you something that I see about this Kimberly team. They don't have a lot of kids who are big. I mean, you'll see most teams will have one or two kids who come in at 220 or 230 or maybe even 250. And you wonder if those kids are in shape or if they're just really big eaters that happen to clog up a lot in the middle of the football field. Kimberly doesn't have kids like that, but you can tell just from looking at these kids as they're being introduced on this senior night, Kimberly's kids are chiseled and that they're good athletes, but they don't have a lot of tremendous size here. The Evergreens in some areas may match up with bigger kids, although to a man, it looks like this Kimberly team has a lot of really good and well-conditioned athletes on it. Kimberly put up 76 points in their game last week. And the Evergreens are hoping for better luck again than their last visit here to Papermaker Stadium, which was a 52-0 loss. Kimberly wears their home red jerseys with white and black trim. The Evergreens are in their road white tops with yellow pants and green numbers. And the Evergreens come out onto the field ready to receive this opening kickoff. They'll send Kyle Zableski and Wyatt Brown back to receive this kick. Kimberly huddling, and they have not yet come out onto the field. 39 degrees at kickoff. Again, a cold weather night ahead of us here for week 9 of the high school football season. Just about what you would expect. Kimberly kicker is putting the ball on the tee, and we'll be underway in just a moment. Glad you are with us on Fox Sports Radio. It is senior Michael Fisher who will do the honors. All right, let's light this candle. Final game of the regular season with the playoffs awaiting for both of these ball clubs. Fisher's got the hand in there, approaches the ball, swings the leg, and we're underway. No onside kick this time. It's a kick all the way back to the goal line where Wyatt Brown takes it, gets his wedge. He's across the 15, powers forward to the 20, and gets out to the 21 or 22-yard line. The Evergreens will start first and 10 there. So already a better start than a year ago. Evergreens coach Luke Coonan has already told us we will see a lot of unorthodox offensive sets, that the team will line up in wildcat formations, that they'll bunch receivers, things that we haven't seen or that Kimberly has not seen on tape or film. Nick Sarakowski leads the team out to the huddle. The Evergreens will look, I would imagine, to huddle up. They'd like to control as much of the clock as they can when they have this ball. Evergreens playing single wing. They've got a receiver to the far side. It's a power sweep and a direct snap to Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski gets across the 20, just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. A lot of east to west, but not north to south running there, and the Evergreens will have a second and 10 coming up. DC Everest football brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens quickly up to the line again, a receiver in the slot, and now they shift just before the snap into a four receiver set. Yeah, this is some of that late shifting. Nick Sarakowski's at the shotgun waiting for his snap here with Wyatt Brown, the running back, to his side. Low snap. Sarakowski to pass, goes out into the flat, intercepted, and knocked away incomplete. It was in the hands of the defender, and Mason Hagenbusher out on the flat suddenly turned defensive player and was able to strip the ball away from what would have been the turnover for the Evergreens. Like I said during the pregame warm-ups, that pass from Nick Sarakowski was not a good one and looked like it got hung up in the wind here. Third and 10. Evergreens need to move the ball out to the 31-yard line for a first down. Five receiver set, three bunched to the near side, two to the far side. So Sarakowski will have no protection here. Quick drop, slow, throws the slant, and that is incomplete. Down at the feet of the intended receiver there for DC Everest. He was looking for Kyle Zableski, and that was also a misfire from Nick Sarakowski. Evergreens go three and out as they send the punt unit on. Zach Hoffman will kick this away. Just underway, 11:06 to play first quarter. No score. Kimberly's about to get the ball for the first time, and they'll probably get good field position. Bert Vestagen is waiting to return this punt from Zach Hoffman. The snap is high. Hoffman pulls it down, gets a good kick away. It's going to go out to just short of midfield. Sails out of bounds. And didn't quite make it to midfield. They're going to mark it at the 45. Now they're walking it off back to the 41-yard line. So Kimberly will start with their first possession in Evergreen's territory with a short field. DC Everest football, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. It was only a 21-yard punt. Looked better coming off his foot, but you know, it sailed towards the far sidelines and went out of bounds. So here comes Kimberly's starting quarterback, Scott Shribner, a senior. Brings his team up to the line. He'll work from the pistol. In fact, he's looking over to get that play from the sideline at the line of scrimmage. J.P. Perenboom, featured running back, is in the backfield alongside his quarterback. Late shift here from Kimberly. Perenboom gets the ball, goes right up the middle. Kimberly won a little bit at the line of scrimmage. He's forward for two, not much, 2 yards maybe. Second down and eight. Rex Terrace was on the stop for D.C. Everest. And the ball goes, you know, he got only a yard and a half there. The ball rests between the 39 and the 38-yard line. As Kimberly breaks the huddle and comes up to the line of scrimmage. Second and long. Kimberly puts two receivers on the near side of the field. Quarterback from the shotgun. Again, now they shift. Now there are three receivers to the near side. Quarterback looks to pass out of the flat. This is a screen. It's complete, and there's good blocking down the sideline. Big gain. It's across the 25-20. Down close to the 15-yard line, Jake Johnson. Johnson made the reception, and he already had blocking in front of him. You know, Kimberly shifted an additional person onto that side of the offensive line just before the snap. Ball goes down to the 16-yard line, and that's a first down for the Papermakers. Gain of 16 yards on the completed screen. Yep, he had the blocking in front of him. That made all the difference. first and 10 as the Papermakers are inside the red zone, and they shift again, putting an extra blocker on the far side. Fake the handoff to Perenboom, looks out into the flat, pass is complete underneath. 5-10 and into the end zone. Touchdown. Yeah, there's the pass underneath. The Evergreens look to cover the receiver who was far in the backfield. Pass went underneath, and there was a lot of room there. Brian Carew made the reception out of the backfield. It's a 16-yard touchdown pass. Kimberly's in the end zone after just three offensive plays with 9:59 to play. They come out to try the extra point. Michael Fisher gets the snap. It's a high snap. Kick is down and up and good. 9:59 to play, first quarter. Kimberly 7, D.C. Empress nothing. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
A few years ago, I noticed my vision getting blurry. I thought it was part of getting older, but I was wrong. I have a disease called age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in people 55 and older. There are treatments for AMD, but early detection is key to saving your sight. To receive a free AMD packet, call the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 800-585-0516. That's 800-585-0516. You'll be glad you did.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Papermaker Stadium, where the Papermakers had a short drive. They started with the ball at the 41-yard line, and three plays later, they're in the end zone for a 7-0 lead over the Evergreens. And D.C. Everest has Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski back to receive the kickoff, now trailing by a touchdown. Here's the approach, and here's the kick. This is a low squib kick. Bounces high off this turf, goes all the way back to Wyatt Brown. Takes it up at the 15-yard line. Gets across the 20, breaks a block. He's still on his feet. He's out across the 30. Pretty good return here. He's out to the 31 or 32-yard line, and the Evergreens will start with better field position there. D.C. Everest, though, is going to have to do something on offense. You don't want to send the defense right back out after the Papermakers' offense had a pretty easy time on their first possession. D.C. Everest football is sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud supporter of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Nick Sarakowski will work under center with two backs behind him and a single wing to the near side. Actually, receivers split out to either side. Fakes the handoff to Wyatt Brown. Nope, Brown will carry, and he's going forward for 2 or 3 yards. Out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. It's a gain of 2.5. The Evergreens, against the better opponents on their schedule, have had trouble being productive on first down. That is a gain of 3. So, all right, fair enough. Here comes 2nd and 7. Nick Sarakowski works from the shotgun here, and the Evergreens now shift to put 3 receivers, 2 to the near side and 1 that's Mason Hagenbusch right on the far wide side of the field. Sarakowski gets a low snap, got a penalty marker down. Sarakowski is met in the backfield, and this play goes for a loss of a yard or 2. Sarakowski, in fact, may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. The penalty is going to be a shift against D.C. Everest. And the Evergreens are going to go back 5 yards, I think. We're waiting for an indication here. And it is false start, D.C. Everest. Kimberly might decline here because it would bring up 3rd and long. So see if the Papermakers want the yards or want the down. And the indication is Kimberly will decline and will make the Evergreens play 3rd down and 7. So Nick Sarakowski's run counts, got only a half yard there, and here comes 3rd down. Evergreens already 0-for-1 on 3rd down chances. Sarakowski is in the shotgun here, looks at a 4-man front. It's a design rollout. He looks to pass, throws underneath. It's complete at the 50-yard line. 1st down. That's Mitchell Bowles along the far sideline. The Evergreens sent one of their receivers further back, so Bowles was in one-on-one coverage, and he was open. And they're going to mark him out of bounds just short of the 50-yard line at the 48. So the Evergreens convert on that 3rd down opportunity. clock stops while the chains are moved with 8:52 to play in the first quarter. Evergreen's trailing 7-0. Break the huddle, come back to the line of scrimmage. Sarakowski under center, misdirection, ball is loose. Bad exchange between Sarakowski and the running back Mason Hagenbusher. It was kind of flipped to Hagenbusher, and I think the flip was behind him. He was unable to control it. Ball's on the ground, and Kimberly has recovered. Talked about that. Mistakes equal points when you play a top team like Kimberly, and there is D.C. Everest's first mistake. Evergreen's football is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats at the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. So the ball has not been in the Papermakers' half of the field yet in the ball game. Kimberly takes over at the 45-yard line after the Evergreens fumble. Kimberly shifts and puts two more blockers on the near sideline. Handoff to J.P. Perenboom goes right up the middle, met there and got just a yard or two. Evergreens have done a good job bottling up the middle. It's going to get just a yard or two there. 8.5 minutes to play, first quarter. Evergreens trying to survive their first turnover of the ball game. Perenboom has carried twice and has only 3 yards to show for it. Here comes second and 9. Kimberly works from the pistol. They have one receiver to the near side of the field. Now a second up wide, they put him in motion. Fake the handoff to the receiver in motion. Nope, he's got it. And he tries to turn the corner. Got positive yardage out of bounds just short of the first down. That was Weston Guilfoyle who came across the formation in motion and then got the handoff. Yeah, he was fast. He's got the corner. He's got a gain of 7 or 8 yards. Now they give him 9 yards and give him a first down at the 34-yard line. Clock winds. Now that the chains are back in place, we go under 8 minutes to play first quarter. Kimberly trying to build on this 7-0 lead. Quarterback Scott Schribner, shotgun formation, one receiver either side, quick set and a pass. That's complete on the near side, short yardage, Weston Guilfoyle again. Guilfoyle is roped out of bounds across the 30s, down to the 29 or 28-yard line. Give him 7, Austin Wadzinski forced him out of bounds. It's going to be second and short. It'll be second and three. So the ball is marked just inside the 30-yard line. Tonight's Evergreens broadcast, sponsored by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us. Now Kimberly puts two receivers up to the far side of the field. This is the same formation they scored their touchdown off of. This time they look to pass a fake handoff. And nope, wow, good misdirection. The running back has it. He's got the corner. He's inside the 10, still on his feet. 5, touchdown. Had me faked out, too. J.P. Perenboom with a 28-yard touchdown run. Quarterback Scott Schribner did a great job selling the fake of the play action. Perenboom got the corner. You know, Kimberly's offensive line, the seal blocks there to let that running back get the edge have been tremendous. And an Evergreens turnover leads to Kimberly points. J.P. Perenboom on a 28-yard touchdown run. Kimberly's out to try the point after touchdown. It is up, and it is good. 7:15 to play first quarter. Kimberly 14, D.C. Everest nothing. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
3 tours driving Humvees in Afghanistan.
12 years flying choppers.
When my sister came back from her last tour in Afghanistan, she didn't want to talk about it, but she knew I was there to listen.
Sometimes my husband still has difficult memories. They can be overwhelming. With the Veterans Crisis Line, I know where to turn when we need support.
I made the call and got support for my sister.
The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans and their loved ones. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
We are Mark Warren!
Welcome back to Kimberly, where the Papermakers have scored the second touchdown, a three-play, 48-yard touchdown drive after an Evergreens fumble. Now D.C. Evers looks to handle another squib kick that rolls all the way back to Wyatt Brown, picks it up at the 10, 15, tries to get to the outside, running backwards a little bit across the 20, and is unable to get the corner, fights his way back out to the 21 or 22-yard line. Wyatt Brown was hoping that some more blocking would materialize for him along that far sideline, and it didn't. The Evergreens will start first and 10. They'll spot the ball at the 22-yard line. D.C. Evers now trailing 14-0. A year ago, the Evergreens were able to keep the score at 14-0 through the first quarter. Evers football, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Quarterback Nick Sierakowski will be from the shotgun here. Mitchell Bowles is a single receiver. Sierakowski draw, calls his own number. No one's fooled. Up the middle, and if he got anything, he gets only a half yard. It's no gain there. It's going to be a second down. Yeah, 9.5. And Nick Sierakowski goes over to the sideline to get the play. Kimberly comes in at 8-0, D.C. Everest at 5-3, but 4-2 in the division, so already playoff eligible. Kimberly looks every bit as good as advertised. Here's 2nd and 9, 3 receivers to the near side. Sierakowski designed run. There's a man in the backfield. The blocking broke down, and Nick Sierakowski is swarmed under. Kimberly was just faster, and that play was too slow in developing. He's pushed down back at the 20-yard line, a loss of 3. 3rd and 12. Kimberly just looked like they were playing at a different speed on that play. Again, like I said, the Kimberly defense, it doesn't look like they have huge kids, but they all look athletic and they all look fast. Evergreens will put 3 receivers all up to the far side of the field in this passing situation. See if Kimberly sends pressure. 3-step drop. Sierakowski is under pressure. Pass underneath is complete. That's Mason Hagenbusher. And he goes out of bounds, but he is well short of first down yardage. He's out to the 25-yard line. It's a gain of 5, but 12 was needed. It's going to be another 3 and out. And the Evergreens will be punting to Kimberly again. 5:47 to play, first quarter. Kimberly 14, D.C. Everest nothing. And out to punt is Zach Hoffman. Hoffman's first punt, a 21-yarder. See if he does better this time. Gets the snap. There's the kick. This one also hangs up in the wind. It's across midfield to the 45-yard line, taken and roped down there. Good defensive play to short gain for Ben Vestagen. Grady Burrell made a nice stop on special teams. Kimberly will start at the 48-yard line, and for the first time, the ball will be snapped in Kimberly's half of the field. D.C. Everest High School football, sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union in Cronenwetter. Kimberly back on offense. They've scored touchdowns on their first 2 possessions, and both of them have been short drives. Quarterback Scott Schribner is from the shotgun, looks to pass, goes out into the flat, it's complete, and there's blocking for this screen there, and breaking it along the sideline, he got a good block, and going all the way into the end zone is Weston Guilfoyle. Did they mark him out of bounds? Yeah, they're going to say Guilfoyle stepped out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. If he was able to keep his balance as he tried to avoid one of his own blockers, he would have had a touchdown. Instead, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Well, where? They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 10-yard line, but this play is coming back because of a hole. So what was going to be a 39-yard reception will be wiped out because of holding. A holding call along the far sideline, so Kimberly is going to go backwards. It's a spot foul, and we'll wait for the officials to remark the ball. The ball will be set back at the 44-yard line. So we will replay first down, and it will be first and 4 yards to go. Yeah, Kimberly's offensive line is very fast. Where they throw those screens, the blocking, each time we've seen that play, has been excellent. So here comes a short first down after a big gain called back by the holding penalty. Scott Schribner, the quarterback, calls for the ball. He's got two receivers on the near side. Handoff goes to P.J. Perenboom, who hurdles over one of the tacklers at the line of scrimmage. He's got first down yardage across the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Gain of 9, first down. Kimberly has been able to do just about anything they'd like against this Evergreens defense. Dare I say that it looks like this year's Kimberly team may be better than the team that we saw last year. 5 minutes to play, first quarter. Schribner at quarterback. Shotgun. Puts those two additional linemen on the near side where he's got two receivers. Looks to throw that screen again, and the throw is a little bit behind his intended receiver, Weston Guilfoyle. Couldn't hold it. Drops it incomplete. With a more accurate pass there, Guilfoyle again had blocking in front of him. Kimberly, when they shift and put that extra lineman on the side that they throw to, if that indicates that they're going to throw a screen, the Kimberly blocking is just able to spring people down the field. Incomplete pass makes it second and 10 with the ball at the 33-yard line. Kimberly's first possession, it took them three plays to get into the end zone. Then after an Evergreens fumble, three more plays, and they scored again. And the Papermakers are looking for more. Quarterback Schribner gets the snap. One of the offensive linemen moved. This is going to cost the Papermakers 5 yards. Back him up to make it second and 15. DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. I'm Chris Conley, and you know, we're getting a little bit of a break weather-wise. It's cold, but it's not raining here. And it looked like, at least from the afternoon, that it was going to be a miserable day. It's a better night than what it was during the daytime hours. Here is second and 15 with the ball after the penalty back at the 37-yard line. Perenboom, they fake the handoff. Quarterback will pass. Now steps up, and he's going to run and goes out of bounds. Takes a big hit along the sidelines, and the back judge is going to throw a penalty for a late hit. Schribner went out of bounds at the 35-yard line, and then he was hit. You know, that's a borderline call because it looked to me like Schribner, I mean, was he two steps out of bounds? No. Was he one step out of bounds? Yeah, maybe. He ran forward for a gain of 4, but we're going to march off 15 yards here against the Evergreens. It's going to be a first down for Kimberly. So, I mean, all of the mistakes just come back to haunt you. Schribner was out of bounds at the 35, walk off the penalty, and the ball now sits at the 20-yard line. 4:48 to play, first quarter. So Kimberly's about to pierce the red zone again. Schribner will work from the pistol, two receivers on the near side of the field, and they shift again and put that extra blocker on that near side. This could be a screen again. Yes, it is. Screen pass is caught up at 15. There's blocking there. Receiver is tripped up, dives towards the pylon. Is he in? No indication. They're going to mark him just short. Pass there was caught by Jake Johnson. I think they're going to put him at the one-yard line. Yep, that's where they're going to spot him. He dived towards the pylon, and the official said that he didn't make it. Still, it's a 19-yard pass completion, and it'll be first and goal. Yeah, those screen plays. Not only do they get good blocking, but those screens show off the speed of the Kimberly receivers. And the Kimberly receivers look like they are world class. With the receiver going out of bounds, the clock stops at 4:40 to play in this first quarter. And I would think that Kimberly would be able to muscle the ball into the end zone from here. Perenboom is the lone back. Schribner gets the snap. There was movement up front, and Kimberly's going to have a false start. So instead of the ball at the one-yard line, a red zone penalty against the Papermakers is going to move them back. And the quarterback was going to keep it there. DC Everest football is brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. So now it's first and goal with the ball resting between the 5 and 6 yard line. Evergreens put everyone up tight. Kimberly has one receiver out to the wide side of the field. Handoff to J.P. Perenboom up the middle. That was too easy. His offensive line opened up a big hole, and he went right through it. The Evergreens barely got a hand on him. J.P. Perenboom with a 6-yard touchdown run. And awfully early in this game, it is already a 3-score game. Again, Kimberly put up 76 points last week. And this just looks like a team that is fine-tuning itself for a deep playoff run. That was a 52-yard touchdown drive, and it took the Papermakers 6 plays to get there. Extra point is up and good, 21-0, 4:35 to play in the first quarter. Back after a 1-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
We are back. Papermaker Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. Kimberly has scored on all three of their possessions. We're not even through the first quarter yet. The Papermakers are up on the Evergreens 21-0. About to kick off after that 6-yard J.P. Perenboom touchdown run. And here's another squib kick. Goes back to Wyatt Brown. Brown loses the ball at the 10-yard line, picks it up. Now scrambles across the 15. Pretty good recovery out across the 20 to the 21-yard line. Evergreens will start first and 10 there. The Evergreens have to move the football just a little bit to give their defense a break. We've seen a couple of games from earlier in the season. These were games where Nick Sirikowski was hurt, so the offense didn't have its regular starters, where the defense just broke down in the second half because they were out there so much. So far tonight, time of possession heavily favors the Papermakers. Sirikowski first and 10, 21-yard line, fakes the handoff. Nope, Wyatt Brown carries. Trying to get the corner, doesn't really get it. Wyatt Brown lunges forward for a yard or two. He's been bottled up so far. It's going to be a gain of 1. We'll go under 4 minutes to play in the quarter by the time the Evergreens snap it again. Nick Sirikowski went to the sidelines to get his play. Now breaks huddle for 2nd and 9. The Evergreens are bunching 3 receivers to the near side of the field. This is a new set. Haven't seen this one yet. Sirikowski, 3-step drop. Now he's under pressure. Steps up, tries to get the corner. Brought down in the backfield. He's sacked. Just across the 15-yard line, down at the 16. Nick Sirikowski with a loss of 5 yards there. Sirikowski was trying to buy himself a little bit of time. The Papermakers' defensive front is fast. We've seen a couple of these plays where now, just as the play is developing, there's already 1, 2, in that case, there were 3 men already across the line of scrimmage for the defense. Third down, 14 yards to go. 2 receivers to the far side, Sirikowski 3-step drop. Pressure coming again, it's a delayed handoff. Trying to get to the far sideline, there's some room there for Wyatt Brown. He's at across the 30, he's got a first down. Wyatt Brown. It's going to depend on the spot. I think he's got first down yardage. The officials are looking across the way. He needed 14. He's got about 14. And you know what? They're going to call for a measurement. Maybe from where the ball is spotted, Wyatt Brown is just short. But if he is, he's short not by much. Chains will have to come in all the way across from the far sideline to see if the Evergreens have picked up what would be their 2nd first down if Wyatt Brown has enough yardage. Evergreens use misdirection there. And really, for the first time in the game, Wyatt Brown was able to get the corner. While the chains are brought in, we'll tell you that DC Everest football is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Everest sports by half of football. First down, Evergreens. 3:11 to play first quarter. For Kimberly, three drives, three scores. 41-yard drive, 48-yard drive, and a 52-yard drive. So now the Evergreens are trying to see if they can get some of that back. Ball rests just beyond the 31-yard line in Evergreens territory. It is first and 10. Two receivers out far side, backs from the I formation. Sarakowski's under center. Handoff, second man through. That's Wyatt Brown. Got a brief hold. Chugs forward. He's got 4 yards. Out to the 35-yard line. It's really the first time in this game that Wyatt Brown's been asked to run in between the tackles and the offensive line's been able to open up a hole for him. So that's a reasonably good play. And a positive gain on first down. The Evergreens need gains of 3, 4, 5 yards on first down. Less than that, you put your offense really in a hole. Here's second and 6. Same formation, backs in the I formation. Kimberly shifts up front, looking for gap advantage. Quick three-step drop, pass goes out to the flat. That's complete. And the Evergreens lunge forward for a first down across the 40 and out to the 45-yard line. That's Mitchell Bowles. Bowles' second reception. It's a gain of 11 and an Evergreens first down. And the Kimberly coaching staff looking at their defensive secondary as if to say they're playing too soft there. Evergreens are in up-tempo here. They break the huddle and quickly come up to the line of scrimmage. And a quick handoff. This is Wyatt Brown, second man through, met at the line of scrimmage. Wyatt Brown falls forward for 1 or 2 yards. That time, not as much up the middle. Carries it out close to midfield. It's a gain of 2. Well, spot up for a gain of 3. Second down. Evergreens football brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Stop in at Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes during the fall boot sale. Don't forget, your headquarters for warm and dry is Baseman's of Wausau. It's been the Evergreens' best drive of the game so far. Second and 5, quick pass. It's complete out to Mitchell Bowles. Bowles spins across midfield. He's got short yardage. He's short of the first down. Goes down to the 47-yard line. It's only a gain of 3. That time, the Papermakers defense was not playing soft. 1:35 to play in the quarter, and the clock is moving as the Evergreens look at a 3rd and 4 to try and keep this drive going. Evergreens have strung 2 first downs together, and they move the ball into Kimberly territory for the first time of the game. Kimberly up 21-0. Sarakowski is under center here, backs in the eye, three-step drop, he fakes, now throws the slant, and it's complete for a first down. Sarakowski pumped like he was going to throw underneath and then found Kyle Zableski. Zableski's across the 40 out to the 35-yard line, and that's a first down. It's a 17-yard gain. And the Evergreens are on the march. We'll go under a minute to play by the time D.C. Everest snaps this ball. 3 first downs on this drive. Sarakowski is under center. 2 receivers near side, backs again, I formation. Second man through, Wyatt Brown got a little bit of a hole there, and Wyatt Brown is pushing forward for 3 or 4 yards. Evergreens are playing much better on this drive than what we've seen so far. 2nd and 7. Tonight's broadcast of D.C. Everest football is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Ball sits at the 32-yard line, the 2nd and 7 coming up to the Evergreens. And again, Sarakowski's under center. 2 receivers bunched to the near side. Wyatt Brown carries, bounces off the near side, now gets to the sideline. He's got room there. He might go across the 10 inside the 5, tackled short of the goal line. It's a gain of 28 yards. Wyatt Brown out of bounds at the 2. Even on that good gain from Wyatt Brown, Brown thought about going right into the line and then quickly bounced it out to the near sideline. That's where he got his big gain. But even on that play, Wyatt Brown was caught from behind by one of the Kimberly defenders. Kimberly's fast on defense. Well, now the Evergreens are in the red zone for the first time in the game. We have only 5 seconds left in the quarter, and I believe D.C. Everest will let the clock wind down and will play first and goal after changing sides. That is what the Evergreens do. First quarter's in the books. Kimberly 21, D.C. Everest nothing. The Evergreens are at the 3-yard line when we come back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Lupus is one of the cruelest, most mysterious diseases on Earth. Difficult to diagnose, hard to live with, and a challenge to treat. It strikes without warning and can ravage any part of the body with devastating impact. Lupus can be disabling and fatal, yet research on lupus remains underfunded. Help us solve the cruel mystery. We're the Lupus Foundation of America. Learn more online at lupus.org or call us at 1-800-558-0121.
We are
The second quarter starts with the Evergreens' first and goal at the three-yard line. Handoff, Mason Hagenbusher up the middle. Is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown, DC Everest, on the first play of the second quarter. And the Evergreens went right up the gut and got enough push to get into the end zone. Wyatt Brown's 28-yard gain earlier on the drive puts him over 1,000 yards for the year. The Evergreens going for two here. Don't see the kicker on the field yet. And they're going to try a direct snap. It's a direct snap to Hagenbusher. Throws in the back of the end zone. It's caught. And the Evergreens have a successful two-point conversion. Brady and it's 21-8. So the Evergreens put together a eight with 11:57 to play in the half. This is DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Papermaker Stadium. I'm Chris Conley, where DC Everest has just scored a three-yard touchdown run. Ensuing kickoff run all the way back out to the 40, 45, out at the 50-yard line. And Kimberly will start there. Just like that, the Papermakers answer with good field position. And here on first down, here's J.P. Perenboom carrying across the 45, down to the 40-yard line. Perenboom's got 11 and a first down, but he's slow to get up. That senior running back, J.P. Perenboom, was down on the turf after an 11-yard gain. That could be a big loss for Kimberly. I mean, Kimberly, of course, is a very deep team, but that is their leading rusher. And they are looking at his knee or his ankle. This looks like a serious injury. We're going to keep it right here while the medical staff looks at this. Perrin is up on his feet, but is limping badly. It's his right knee or right leg. He's hopping on one foot while he's being helped by either side. You know what? Perrinboom looks like someone who's not going to return to this game. I mean, we'll see what they can do for him on the sidelines. He gained 11 yards and got the first down. Not sure exactly what the nature of the injury was, but he's being helped over to the bench. And the training staff is going to look at him. They're taking him right over to the training table. So it's 21-8 after the Evergreens mounted a successful 79-yard scoring drive. See if the defense can get a stop, because the game would be interesting if the Evergreens can get the ball back without giving up more points. So here's first and 10 at the 40-yard line. So again, it's a short field for Kimberly. They set themselves up with a good kick return. Quarterback Scribner looks for a screen. It's complete along the near sideline. There's a hold that's not called. It's across the 30, 25. Gain of 17 yards and a first down. Jack DeGroot carrying there. Mitchell Bowles made the stop. Maybe because it happened on the sideline near to me, I could see it. One of the blockers just grabbed a piece of jersey as that play was developing. Tough, no call. Ball goes down to the 26-yard line. It's first and 10 there, as Kimberly has picked up two quick first downs on this drive. Quarterback Schriebner, shotgun formation. Single back here. It's a design roll. Nope, handoff. And getting the corner and getting blocking, going inside the 15 and 10-yard line is Blair Mulholland. Mulholland is that sophomore that we mentioned, and he's going to be a big star. Mulholland's got first down yardage there. Gain of 13 puts the ball just inside the 9-yard line, so it's first and goal for Kimberly. And maybe Mulholland will see more action with J.P. Perrinboom injured. In fact, I see Perrinboom on the training table now. He's got his head in his hands, like he's realizing that this is a serious injury that will likely keep him out for the rest of the game, maybe playoffs too. Handoff up the middle. Now trying to bounce out to the far sideline, getting the corner and getting the end zone is Weston Guilfoyle. Touchdown. Again, that blocking, the seal blocking is outstanding for Kimberly. That was a play that was going to go up the middle. It was then bounced to the outside. So the Evergreens score a touchdown, but Kimberly has a quick answer. The 9-yard touchdown run that's back to a 3-score game. Michael Fisher out to try the extra point. And here's his snap. High snap. Good job to get it down. No problem. Kick is up and good. Kimberly 28, D.C. Everest 8, with 10:46 to play in the half. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hello, my name is Kelly Ladovac, President and CEO at Valley Communities Credit Union. We'd like you to discover why membership matters, whether it's through our fast local loan decisions, convenient online banking, or unmatched service. We are committed to building lifelong relationships one member at a time. We serve all of Central Wisconsin with 6 full-service locations in Kronenwetter, Marshfield, Mosinee, Stevens Point, Wausau, and Wisconsin Rapid. To find a branch near you, visit valleycommunities.org. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold
day. I want to be
day.
A football stadium.
I want
stadium.
To be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports
Welcome
Radio.
Back to Papermaker Stadium, where Kimberly has just answered a D.C. Everest touchdown. It's 28-8. Kimberly scored with a lapse time on our game clock of only 48 seconds on a 5-play drive, a couple of plays out of bounds. Here's a bounce off taken by Wyatt Brown back at the 20. Runs out of bounds along that far sideline and goes out of bounds just across the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Evergreens there. Well, to the Evergreens' offense's credit, they were able to move the ball last time. Put together actually a very nice drive against a very good defense. Went 78 yards and scored a touchdown and got the 2-point conversion. Let's see if they can do it again. Evergreens huddle up. The ball marked right at the 20-yard line. Evergreen send receivers out to either side. Nick Sierakowski will be under center. Misdirection up the middle. Yeah. Nothing was misdirected about the Kimberly defense there. The handoff to the first man through, Mason Hagenbusher, goes backwards for a loss of a yard. Check that. That was Fen Meng Low on that misdirection. Just nothing there. Big push from the Kimberly line. So for Fen Meng Low, it's minus one. Second and 11. Sierakowski's under center. Three-step drop, looks to pass. Throws for short coverage underneath. This is complete across the 25-30. Mitchell Bowles is out to the 31-yard line. Kimberly was playing soft there. They kept Bowles in front of their defensive back, and the Evergreens took advantage. So there's a gain of 12 on the completed pass and a first down for the Evergreens. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Evergreens handoff. That's pushed right back. Wyatt Brown carried, got on top of it. Loss of a yard or two. He has a little problem on the exchange there. Evergreens minus 2 yards. Second time on this drive that the Evergreens with negative yardage on first down. Just makes the uphill push a little steeper. I formation again with receivers left and right. Sierakowski under center. Three-step drop. Looking into the flat. Throws deep and overshoots Kyle Zableski. Zableski had one-on-one coverage, but the pass really sailed over his head. Looking for what would have been the biggest gain of the night for the Evergreens. Instead, third and 11. And because the Evergreens are trailing, playing from behind here, and are passing a little bit more, clock stops a lot, which makes the game a little bit longer. Really gives Kimberly more opportunities to score. The Papermakers are already up, 28-8. Third down, draw play, Wyatt Brown. Brown's across the 25, and he's down at the, across the 35, down at the 38-yard line. He's 2 yards short of the first down, and there is a penalty marker at the line of scrimmage. Penalty is going to be against D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens are 2 yards short of the first down. I would imagine Kimberly will decline and will force the Evergreens to punt. Let's get an indication here. It's a false start against D.C. Everest. Kimberly declines and will play fourth down and 2.5. The Evergreens are going here. No, they're going to take the offense off at the last minute. They kept their offense on for a while, and now they are going to kick the ball away. Out comes Zach Hoffman to punt. Kimberly's a little late getting their punt return team onto the field. As we go under 9 minutes to play in the half. And now the Evergreens get a late player on. See if the Evergreens are indeed kicking or if this is some kind of a fake. Snap goes back to Zach Hoffman. He is indeed going to kick it away. Gets off a low line drive kick that's taken back at the 25-yard line and quickly covered up right there. Did that ball come loose? There's a pile up, and I believe there may have been a fumble there. We're waiting for an indication to see if Kimberly is indeed on top of that ball. The officials are sorting it out. This could be a break for the Evergreens if they somehow have it. Nope, indication, Kimberly football. Evergreens did a good job covering that punt, but boy, they needed a turnover there, and they didn't get it. Kimberly will start first and 10 at the 22-yard line. Kimberly's up 28-8. And it'll be first and 10 at the 23. D.C. Everest football sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. So the Evergreens offense picked up one first down. They'll have to give it back to Kimberly. And here comes quarterback Scott Shribner, the senior, 6'3". Shifts receivers three to the near side. This could be that screen formation. Yep, he's looking to pass underneath. It's complete to Guilfoyle. He's got blocking there. Evergreens did a better job covering this up. He gets across the 25. They'll spot him at the 26 or 27-yard line. It's a gain of just 2 or 3 yards. All right, so the Evergreens did a better job sniffing out the screenplay there.
Well covered by D.C.
Biggest difference between Kimberly and the Evergreens right now is blocking. that Kimberly offensive line. That looks like an all-state offensive line to me. And that's what Kimberly's playing for. I mean, tonight they have the undefeated season in front of them. But this is a team that expects to go to Madison. They want to be playing for a state championship. Here's second and seven. Put a man in motion. Scribner from the shotgun. It's a low snap. Quick pass out to the flat for Guilfoyle. He's met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Good defense there. Guilfoyle was met as soon as he got that ball. Who came up to make that play? Kyle Kurtenbach came up. Brady Burrell was there too. No gain. Mitchell Bowles part of the defense as well. Evergreen's controlled speed by arriving just as the ball did. The pass was complete, and it's a gain of only a half yard. Third and seven coming up here. So the Evergreen's defense will have a chance to get off the field, and Kimberly now wants to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. A 30-second break. 7:24 to play in the first half. It's Kimberly 28, D.C. Everest 8. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox
Sports! I'm Chris Conley from Kimberly, Wisconsin, on Fox Sports Radio, week 9, final week of the regular high school football season. Kimberly took a timeout on offense with a third and seven awaiting them from the 35-yard line. See if the Evergreens, for the first time in this game, can get a stop on defense. Shribner, the quarterback, works from the shotgun. He has one receiver out to either side. Now it's Guilfoyle, that fast receiver, in motion. Designed rollout, looking to go back the other way. Pass is caught, and there's blocking there. Yeah, this misdirection play is going to go for big yardage across the 40, and now a block down inside the 40-yard line on the other side of the field. Kimberly set that play up perfectly. Ben Boots with the reception. All of the flow of that play was going towards the far sideline, and the pass came out towards the near sideline. A 32-yard pass completion on third down. Kimberly uses misdirection to keep this drive going, and they get into D.C. Everest territory. And again, Kimberly is so fast that even on that misdirection play where all the flow was in the other direction, one blocker still made it back to help spring Boots down the sideline. Handoff now. This is the sophomore carry. That's Sam Cohen. Cohen's got a gain of 8 or 9 yards. Goes right up the middle. Kimberly is playing without J.P. Perenboom. In fact, I still see him on the trainer's table. They've got his shoes off, and they're looking at his ankle or his leg. Perenboom went down on the Papermaker's last drive after gaining 11 yards. They may not need him for this ball game. They're going to need him for their playoff run. It's a gain of 9, so it's second and about a yard and a half with the ball sitting at the 25-yard line. 6.5 minutes to play till intermission. Scribner, the quarterback, handoff up the middle. This is close to first down yardage. Stopped up, Sean Cohen carrying. Will depend on the spot. And I think where they have him, he may be just short. Actually, I think the officials are going to come and take a measurement. Yep, the chains are going to come in. If he is short, it's going to be third down and not much, as we will have an official stoppage for a measurement with 6:18 to play in this first half. Kimberly has scored on their first three possessions. D.C. Everest, the third time they have the ball, mounted a pretty nice drive. 79-yard scoring drive, capped off by Mason Hagenbusher's 3-yard touchdown run. The Evergreens did get a 2-point conversion. And then Kimberly came right back and answered. 28-8. Stretching out the chains here, short by about half a yard. D.C. Everest football is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejointcenter.com. Sportsradio.net. We looked it up. For the entire season, Kimberly has punted 13 times. And they quickly rush up to the line of scrimmage here for this third and short. And now they go back and they look to re-huddle. In fact, the official was over the football. The ball was not marked ready to play yet. Kimberly wanted a quick snap. And now the official indicates wind the clock. Speedy Weston Guilfoyle checks back in. They have wide receiver Jake Johnson in there as well. All right, Kimberly right up to the line of scrimmage. Scribner is under center in short yardage formation. Up the middle, handoff goes to Sean Cohen. Cohen moved it forward for 1 or 2 yards for a first down. The ball will mark down now at the 22 or 23-yard line. Another set of downs for the Papermakers, first and 10. Right at the 22-yard line. Yep, Kimberly with four possessions and four touchdowns so far in the ball game. One of those touchdowns came off a DC Everest fumble, and we've talked about that. You have to play virtually perfect football to be competitive with this very good Kimberly team. Scribner first and 10 at the 22-yard line. Fakes the handoff, looks to pass, goes over the middle. Receiver got tangled up with... pass interference call. That was incidental contact. And the officials decide to keep the flag in their pocket. Who was back there? It was Deshaun Bryant who was providing the defensive coverage. And the receiver, he was looking for a play to the seam that was a post route. And the receiver and the defensive back there, their feet got tangled as the receiver was going for it. That's a good no call. Second and 10. Kimberly now will put three receivers out to the far side. You know, one of the things when you catch Kimberly late in the season, they're not going to let up on you because they are tuning up for playoff action. Scribner gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Nope, it is going up the middle. And it's going up the middle for 5 or 6 yards. Cody Cocker is on the stop. Sean Cohen has a gain there of 6 or 7 yards, and the ball goes inside the red zone down to the 15-yard line. It's third and three. 5 minutes to play in the half. The Evergreens have been able to force a couple of third downs. Kimberly converted on a third and 7 on this drive. They converted on a third and a half a yard. And now they have a third and 3 to try and keep this drive going. They're up to the line quickly. Two receivers far side, single running back, quarterback fakes the handoff, now throws out of the flat, his receiver is all alone. Breakdown coverage, and into the end zone goes Jack DeGroote. DeGroote came out of the backfield, and all of the Evergreens defense was swarming up to try and protect against what looked like a quarterback keeper. Scribner to DeGroote, a 16-yard touchdown pass, and a touchdown for Kimberly. As the Papermakers continue to pour it on. Extra point try coming up here from Michael Fisher. Here's the snap. Ball is down. Kick to the uprights. Good. 4:44 to play in the half. Kimberly has 5 touchdowns and a 35-8 lead. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway, heading to work. I sit in front of you on the bus. I work in the office down the hall and stand next to you in the elevator. We've known each other for years. Of all the things you know about me, here's one you don't. I'm one out of every 6 Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an incurable disease. It's not an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. This is a problem with a solution. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help fight hunger in central Wisconsin and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org.
Fox Sports Radio.
On a cold night at Papermaker Stadium, Kimberly has had five possessions, and they have five touchdowns, leading 35-8, now kicking off to D.C. Everest. Fisher's kick bounces on the ground. One of the up men will take it. In fact, it goes off of Wyatt Brown's leg, bounces out of bounds. And the Evergreens will have lousy field position here. They're going to start at about the 15-yard line. In fact, it'll be just inside the 15-yard line, first and 10 at the 14 for D.C. Everest. See if the Evergreens can run a little clock and get themselves to halftime here. On the Evergreens' possessions, three punts, a fumble, and a touchdown drive. Vic Sierakowski brings his team out. In fact, this is the worst field position that the Evergreens have had so far tonight. Two receivers to the far side. It's a handoff. Wyatt Brown met at the line of scrimmage. Stuffed. Maybe they'll give him the 15-yard line. Wyatt Brown gets a yard. Second and nine coming up. Clock runs, and we'll get close to 4 minutes left in the half by the time the Evergreens snap it. And I think the Evergreens want to be deliberate because they'd like to give their defense a little bit of time to rest. The Evergreens defense does not have a stop tonight. So here is second and nine. Sierakowski from the shotgun. This is a three-receiver set, two to the near side. Sierakowski gets the snap, fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, and it's intercepted. He was looking for his receiver out of the end zone. He was trying to find J.C. Meade. One of the linebackers stepped in front of it and picked him off at the 21-yard line and fell right to the ground. Sierakowski did not see the linebacker. And that's D.C. Everest's second turnover. And Kimberly is going to start right at the 21-yard line with a very short field. And 3:49 to play. It is 35-8. And the Papermakers are in perfect situation to add to that lead. When our ball game is done, game two on tape delay, Wausau East playing their final game of the season against a toughie, Appleton North. Scribner from the shotgun on first down goes right to the end zone, floats over the middle, it's caught, down right at the 1 yard line, and there's a penalty. Jake Johnson made the catch. There's a lot of contact between Johnson and the defensive back. This may be pass interference against the Evergreens, even though the catch was made. Or perhaps Johnson pushed off. Let's see. There was a lot of contact while that ball was in the air. I think this is going to be against the Evergreens. Well, let's see. I'm waiting for an indication. Yeah, that's going to be... Well, let's see. The official coming out. And indicating now pass interference against D.C. Everest. They'll decline the penalty, and it'll be a first down with the ball at the 1 yard line. Jake Johnson went up high for that ball. Actually, you know what? They're taking the penalty for the first down. They're putting the ball at the 10 instead of the 1. It gives them a longer field to throw the play. That's the strategy here. They want a longer field instead of working from the 1 yard line. Kimberly wants to work on some kind of play. And here's a handoff to the running back. Good blocking, gets the corner. And from 10 yards out, it's a touchdown. Blair Mulholland, the sophomore, who is the running back of the future, has just carried it in from 10 yards out. So after Nick Sierakowski throws the interception, two plays later, Kimberly travels the 21 yards and gets into the end zone. It's 41-8. And Kimberly is going to kick the extra point here. It will give them a 39-point lead, should this kick be good. And Fisher's kick is drilled right through the uprights. Well, it's 42-8. 3:51 to play until halftime. Let's take a one-minute break. The Evergreens needed to regroup. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
The Hearing House. Pick your house. A Hearing House.
Good candidates for hearing aids say things like, "I hear, but I don't understand what's being said." Or, "It sounds like people are mumbling." Or, "I've been told that I have nerve damage." We want you to know that we can help. Our modern location in Wausau is located in Emerald Court at the corner of Stewart Avenue and 36th Avenue. We also have offices in Marshfield, Colby, and Neillsville. The Hearing House has been voted as one of the nation's best hearing health care providers in the nation for 2012 by the Hearing Review. Remember, the Hearing House is home of the 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee, and every purchase includes our lifetime service agreement. So call us at 715-261-2971 to make your appointment today.
The Hearing House makes your house a hearing house.
We are Fox Sports!
The Kimberly Papermakers have six touchdowns already in this ballgame, two of them coming after DC Everest turnovers. The kick is a bouncing kick taken up by Wyatt Brown. Brown's across the 25, 30, gets a block and goes out to the 32-yard line. The Evergreens will start there. The Evergreens have turned it over twice, a Mason Hagenbusher fumble and a Nick Sierakowski interception, and both of those turnovers have led to Kimberly points. Kimberly with three touchdowns on three possessions in the first quarter and three more touchdowns on three possessions in the second quarter. Evergreen's first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Nick Sierakowski works from the shotgun. Three receivers set. Handoff here to Wyatt Brown. Brown falls forward for a gain of 2 yards, goes out to the 35-yard line. The Evergreens may look to keep the ball on the ground here just to keep the clock running. 3:15 to play until halftime. Again, Kimberly last week played Appleton West. Now, Appleton West is one of the worst teams in the Northern Division. They are still looking for their first win. And Kimberly blew them out 76-7. It's a team that is tuning up for the playoffs. Sierakowski from the shotgun hands off to Wyatt Brown. Brown tries the far side of the line. He gets another 1 or 2 yards. It's going to be third down, a manageable 3rd and 6 coming up here. Wyatt Brown's a little slow to get up. He's okay. And the Evergreens would really like to get through this game with no injuries. Game coming up next week. You'd like to have all of your personnel ready to go. Evergreens are huddling up here with a 3rd and 6 play coming up. 2:20 to play till halftime. The Evergreens have to get out to the 43-yard line. The ball sits at the 38. Sierakowski's working from the shotgun. It's a low snap. We've got a whistle. This play is blown dead before it starts. And what do we have? False start for the Evergreens. It'll cost them 5 yards. That may actually be a bit of a break. They'll live to fight again because the snap was down at Sierakowski's feet and he had trouble picking it up. So that play would have been a busted play or perhaps even a turnover. Instead, we'll go back 5 yards. We'll have a 3rd and 9 waiting for DC Everest. And the Evergreens huddle up. Four receivers set. Two to either side and Sierakowski from the shotgun. See if Kimberly decides to send pressure here. Quick drop. Pass goes out to the flat. Mitchell Bowles complete right at the line of scrimmage. Turns upfield across the 35. Dives forward to the 40. He is short of the first down by about 2 yards. It is a completed pass. But 4th and 2 is about to come up. And he went out of bounds, stopping the clock. Which means if the Evergreens decide to punt the ball away, Kimberly is going to have more time to work with. And Kimberly, boy, they could score fast. Wonder if the Evergreens are going to try and go for it here. It's a 4th and 2. I see Nick Sierakowski over at the far sideline talking about it. And Kimberly is going to take a timeout because it does look like the Evergreens are going to keep the ball on the field. And Kimberly wants to make sure they have the right defensive lineup out there. These games take a long time to play when one team scores a lot. This has been a slow-moving, although high-powered, first half. You get so many stoppages when one team just puts the ball in the end zone over and over again. Then you reset and kick off. So really the clock has just kind of moved in drips and drabs here. Coming up at halftime, we'll have a conversation with Everest coach Luke Coonan about the selection and seeding process for the playoffs. The Evergreens, assuming that this score holds up, will finish the regular season 5-4 and 4-3 in conference. So what kind of seeding will they get? Where will they have to play? It's going to be a road game next week. Question is where and who, and that depends on where their seeding is in that first division. Evergreens will go for it here, 4th and 2 after the timeout. Backs from the I formation. Sarakowski is under center, looks to pass, goes out to the flat, threw it behind his receiver, it's tipped, and it's intercepted. Nothing goes right for the Evergreens. Brought back across the 10, 5, there's a convoy of blocking, and Mick Sarakowski's interception is run back for a touchdown. Brent Verbosten got that interception on a tip. Yep. There is a penalty marker down on the play, and you know what? This touchdown is going to come back because of a block in the back. Kimberly's going to get the ball. This is after the interception. Verbosten ran it back from, the 45-yard line. The pass was behind the receiver, was tipped up into the air. And the penalty flag sits at the 10-yard line. You know what? They're picking up the flag. I mean, someone saw something to throw that flag. The officials pick it up, and it's a touchdown. Verbosten with a fourth down interception. And Kimberly's got another touchdown. And Fisher is out to try this extra point. And now one of the officials is over. Actually, they need a football. I see. They need one of the Kimberly footballs because it was the Evergreens football that was run into the end zone. Little known fact about high school football, the teams supply their own balls when they are kicking or throwing. And now we are going to have an extra point try. So the Evergreens went for it on fourth down. Sarakowski's pass was behind his receiver, tipped up into the air, and brought back for a touchdown the other way. Yep, Kimberly has capitalized on every mistake. Extra point is up and good. It is 49-8. Kimberly is throttling the Evergreens at this point. 1:54 to play in the half. Let's take a 1-minute break. Back with the kickoff to DC Everest on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
It is 49-8. Kimberly leading DC Everest, and we have not reached halftime yet. I'm Chris Conley. We now have a more complete explanation on what the penalty was on the interception return. It's a personal foul against DC Everest, which means Kimberly will kick off from the 45-yard line, a 15-yard assessment after that interception was returned for a touchdown. The Evergreens have turned the ball over 3 times. Kimberly has scored on all 3 of those occasions. And now they look to kick off. They can just kick the ball right through the end zone if they'd like to, and that's what they'll do. The Evergreens will start at the 20-yard line with 1:54 to play in the half. 49-8. Evergreens first and 10 at the 20-yard line after the touchback. Nick Sarakowski brings the team out. Sarakowski has thrown 2 interceptions. I formation. Receivers out to either side. Sarakowski will work under center here. Handoff, second man through. This is Wyatt Brown. Brian tries to get the corner. Doesn't quite drag down as he was moving towards that far sideline. Stays in bounds across the 20 out to the 23-yard line. Second down and 7 coming up. At halftime, Spencer Loomis will catch you up on our final week of the regular season scores. Our halftime scoreboard from the Fox Sports Game Night Studios brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Sarakowski is under center. Pitch back, Wyatt Brown. Brown is met in the backfield. Penetration, swarmed under. Down he goes. Caught behind the 20-yard line. It's a loss of 5. We go under a minute to play. Actually, they'll spot the ball back at the 19-yard line. It's a loss of 3. Third and 11. And Nick Sarakowski very slowly comes from the sidelines back to the huddle with 45 seconds left to play in the half. Sarakowski surveys this defense. Passing situation here. He's letting the clock wind down as close to halftime as possible, and now D.C. Everest takes a timeout or delay of game. Nope, D.C. Everest will take a timeout, stopping the clock with 31 seconds to play. And the Evergreens will huddle up. When this game is done, well, another one of the teams that we follow here on Fox Sports is going to have another tough opponent of the final week of the season. Kimberly is the number one team in the Northern Division. Appleton North is the number two team. They are 7-1. The Lightning only loss of the season is to this Kimberly Papermakers Club. And they are playing Wausau East. Tom King will have the tape delay call of that game. Once our ball game is done, we are 31 ticks away from halftime. In what has been so far a long and a frustrating first half for the Evergreens. On 3rd and 11, the Evergreens will keep the ball on the ground. It's a handoff. Wyatt Brown gets about 5 yards back. He is tripped up. And he's down at the 24-yard line. See if Kimberly takes a timeout. Yes, they do, with 26 seconds left. So on 4th down and 7, they are going to make the Evergreens kick, and Kimberly will have a little bit of time left, but no timeouts to work with. 26 seconds. You know, again, Kimberly, because they have designs on a state championship, they look at all of these game situations really as chances to practice. For example, you could try and put on your punt block team here. Even though this game is out of control, I mean, those are things that you'd like to work on, and here you have a game situation to do this. So maybe they will be pressuring Zach Hoffman. And you know what? This Kimberly crowd, it's a big crowd that comes out to these Kimberly football games. Of course, they see nothing but wins, at least they so far this season. And they want their team to score even more points. This crowd has the same mindset as the Kimberly team. They're looking 4 weeks down the road to be playing in Madison. Zach Hoffman getting ready to kick. It looks like Kimberly is actually going to try and set up a return here. I don't think they're going to rush this punt. Snap back to Hoffman. It is almost blocked. Yeah, they did have the rush on. It's a good punt. Line drive back to the 40-yard line. Tangled up there, and the Kimberly return man goes down at the 41 or 42-yard line. And that's where the Papermakers are going to start, with 15 seconds left in the half. Kimberly, I think, will get to run one play here, and then we will head off to the locker room. It is the possibility that they might run out of time. It might be the clock that's the only thing that stops the Papermakers. They have scored touchdowns on every one of their touches so far in the ballgame. And out comes quarterback Scott Tribner. This is a three-receiver set. Kimberly has not let up on D.C. Everest, not one ounce. Scribner gets the snap. There's a whistle that blows this play dead. We've got a penalty. False start against Kimberly. Well, I mean, here we are with a non-competitive game. It is 49-8. And this game has still taken a very long time to play. 5-yard penalty. And then I believe we will wind the clock, and that may bring us down to halftime. So it is first and 15. All right, Scott Schribner brings his team out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage. This is the same set that they were going to run when we had the penalty before. Two receivers to the near sideline and one up to the far sideline. And one of the Kimberly offensive linemen jumped again. Five more penalty yards. First and 20. Okay. Kimberly now is swapping some players in. Okay, now they're back out of the huddle. Yep, even getting to halftime is coming hard for DC Evers. Kimberly decides to take a knee. And okay, that will bring the half to a close. At halftime, Kimberly 49, DC Everest 8. We'll take a break. Spencer Loomis will give us our scores from the Fox Sports Game Night Studios. Then a conversation with Coach Luke Kunin about the playoff seeding process and where the Evergreens might land. We are at halftime, and Kimberly is up by 41 points. You're listening to DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, one man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives his heart, his soul, to keep those he loves safe on the road. Tires will inflate. Money will be saved. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together...